Just trying to. Yeah, this is Pat Gillette of the Free FM CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN, 7366 if you don't have letters on your telephone. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. Sitting across me, the lovely and talented Michael Goudeau. And we're going to be talking about, obviously, we're going to be talking about the Aqua Teen Hunger Force today and the Boston Police. And then we're going to be talking about, you know, mass holes, which is, you know, I'm from Western Massachusetts. And I guess today's show will be about how goddamn stupid Massachusetts is.
And we should start by apologizing to Canada. Speaking of stupid in Massachusetts.
Yeah, okay.
Canada had Thanksgiving first.
Yeah, they were the first ones.
Grumpy about that. A lot of Canadians seem a little angry. Yeah. They're an angry bunch.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Although one said that what they celebrate on Thanksgiving is the fact that we buy fish, wood, and Howie Mandel from them.
Yeah. Yeah, Canada. Sorry, Canada. Yesterday, for those of you who weren't listening yesterday, we carried on about Canada stealing our Thanksgiving. And we stole their Thanksgiving, which I think is okay.
That's okay? All right.
Yeah, sure. It would be really awful if they stole our Thanksgiving. But we're not taking theirs. I mean, we made it
we
our own.
We did it as a tribute to them. We did Thanksgiving as a tribute. It's not stealing.
It wasn't a rip-off. It was an illusion.
Yeah.
It was an illusion. It was we are kind of... the USA is trying to become a Canadian tribute band. You know, we dress... Especially in Massachusetts. Man, Massachusetts, just dumb-ass Mother Hubbards. I mean, just really unbelievably dumb-ass. I'm sure you've all seen this, but I want to talk about it with y'all. Boston, Massachusetts. There are these things. Now, I don't watch. You don't watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
I have not seen it, no.
I'm going to start watching.
Yeah, this has been an effective press campaign.
Very effective press campaign. Comedy Central? No, Cartoon Network, right?
Yeah, Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network during their Adult Swim, which I don't like. You know, I don't like cartoons. I don't really understand cartoons.
Yeah, my wife doesn't either.
Yeah, I don't like cartoons at all. And I like South Park, but I like South Park, and I can watch it without the pictures. You know, it's just a radio show to me, South Park is. But I don't like The Simpsons. I've been on The Simpsons, and I like the people that make The Simpsons. They're all nice people. I know they're really, really smart, and they're always right about everything. And I just love The Simpsons, guys. But watching the show, cannot do it. Cannot watch The Simpsons. And we were on it, you know.
And yeah, and in fact, they did a joke that we had been, we had never thought of. And we were bitterly disappointed.
I'm not the first teller.
I'm not the first teller.
Yeah. It was a good show. We were on it. And it was
I can't believe they beat us to that.
The number of people that have said to me, what was it like being on The Simpsons, just absolutely scares me to death. You know, and I go, what do you mean? They go, what was it like? And I go, it's like being in a room with headphones and a microphone in front of you. I mean, I didn't go to Springfield. You know what I mean? I didn't hang out with Homer Simpson afterwards. I was alone. I was alone in a room with a couple of writers, you know, sitting in the other room with glass. But it was exactly like this. Being on The Simpsons was exactly like this. And you read the script into the microphone and they go, oh, that's good. And then you go home. I mean, that's what being on The Simpsons is like. It's not like, you know.
They didn't give you felt pens and send you off into somewhere to draw?
No. That'd be great. If there was like, well, if there was a law.
Draw yourself for The Simpsons.
I guess that only South Park would be able to get through that, because they do draw, right? They do the voices, and they draw, and they do the music, yep. And they direct, and they do everything.
This is a good idea for a cartoon, though. I think, once again, another Gildo product.
you draw
your... You have celebrities on, and they draw themselves, and you use their drawing as the basis for your animation in your cartoon.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
866-570-PEN-7366, penradio@gmail.com.
Getting the signal to go and talk about something. That matters. I think that's the signal for you guys are screwing up.
Is that the signal? Is that the signal? We want us to go straight down the middle. You want us to stay on Aqua Teen Hunger Force? This is one of those things where we now have a magic word in the American culture, and the magic word is terrorism.
Yes.
And once you say the word terrorism about anything, you can then do whatever you want. So a judge ordered two men held on bond Thursday for allegedly placing electronic advertising devices around the city in a publicity stunt that went awry and stirred fears of terrorism shutting down parts of Boston. Peter Badofsky, 27, and Sean Stevens, 28. Remember, these are heroes now. After they pleaded not not guilty to placing a hoax device in disorderly conduct for a device found Wednesday at a subway station. You know, there's a line, and this is not what you know the major thing we would quote, but there's Clint Eastwood did a movie called Escape from Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
And there's an artist in that, a painter. And now, you know, everybody in the movie, you know, they're all heroes, and they're all in Alcatraz. And one of them is a painter, remember? Mm-hmm. And he paints a picture of the warden that the warden doesn't like, so he takes away his paints. And he won't let him paint anymore because he did a painting. And then he cuts off his hand with a hatchet or something. I don't mean to ruin the whole movie for you, but and I won't tell you whether they get away or not. Although the name of the movie is Escape from Alcatraz. They give it away a little bit right in the title. Kind of like Penn and Teller Get Killed, except much, much, much more successful.
If Clint Eastwood had played you, it might have been better.
My name's Penn Jillette. That's like Clint Eastwood doing me.
You sound a lot like Penn. Good job.
Thanks.
Like Clint Eastwood doing Penn.
That's what I was trying to do. My name is Penn Jillette. This is my partner, Teller. I know what you're thinking, punk. Did we do five tricks or six? Tell you the truth. Okay, so in the middle of that, he turned
into Gordy Brown.
He cuts his hand off. Mm-hmm. And then Clint Eastwood says to the warden, that's the trouble with art. There's always a chance some, and then he says, I can't say this, but I'll say a-hole. I can say a-hole, right? I would just say ass. How about that? But you know what I mean. The ass is followed by another word, making a compound word. But he goes, that's the problem with art. There's always some ass that won't understand it. And I don't know why it's called a hoax when they were just putting up ass. I mean, it was Moonanites, is that what they're called?
Moonanites, yes.
Yeah, Moonanites. Moonanites are these little characters like from a 70s video game, right? And they're flipping the finger. So you have this electronic dot board that is just flipping the finger in order. And there are also billboards.
Light bright. Yeah, basically a light bright with somebody, you know, flipping off the people looking at the picture.
But this is why these guys are heroes. And one of them has a nickname, right? I mean, the guy that's named Peter Brodowski actually goes by the nickname.
Zebler.
Zebler, yeah, Zebler. So Zebler and Peter, is that the guy's name? The other guy's name? I want to give him their credit.
Oh, here. Man, he's from Belarus.
Sean, where's Belarus?
It's outside of Russia.
Really?
I don't know. Yes. He has a green card, and he's seeking asylum in the United States. And here he is going to be accused of terrorism for having placed ads for a cartoon.
How's that going to play for him?
Yeah, that's going to go well.
The men did not speak or enter their own pleas, but they appeared amused and smiled as the prosecutor talked about the device found at Sullivan Station underneath Interstate 93, looking like it had C4 explosives. Did you see this thing? It looks like a record cover, you know? It's a light bright, for Christ's sake. Just disgusting. The appearance of this device and its location are crucial, Grossman said. This device looks like a bomb. And some in the gallery snickered. Now, this is where I'm ashamed of the United States of America. Some in the gallery snickered. It should say all of the gallery laughed hysterically. Three of the gallery peed themselves. Some in the gallery peed themselves laughing. That's what the United States should be. Outside the courthouse, Michael Rich, a lawyer for both of the men, said the description of a bomb-like device could be used for any electronic device. If someone had left a VCR on the ground, it would have been a device with wires, electronic components, and a power source, he said. This is amazing. Now, about a dozen fans outside the Charleston District Court on Thursday morning were carrying signs saying 13107, never forget, and free Peter. We're the laughingstock, said Tracy O'Connor, 34. It's almost too easy to be a terrorist these days, said Jennifer Mason, 26. You see a box in the corner, you can shut down a city. I mean, this is America at its worst, its absolute worst. The fact that, and also I want to say, we're not on in Boston, right?
I don't know.
I don't think we don't have a station in Boston. Yeah, Boston's stupidest goddamn city in the country. Because these, of course, if you're taking the podcast, you're not really a Boston. I'm talking about we're not broadcasting there. Now, these things, the Moonanites, were up in Chicago. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're up in half a dozen cities, San Francisco, a few other cities.
But also Chicago?
Yeah, also Chicago.
Authorities are investigating whether Turner or other companies should be criminally charged. Attorney General Martha Coakley said, we're not going to let this go without looking at the further roots of how this happened to cause a panic in the city, Coakley said. In Seattle and several suburbs, the removal of the signs was low-key. We haven't had any calls to 911 regarding this, Seattle police spokesman Sean Woodcomb said Wednesday. Police in Philadelphia said they believed their city had 56 devices. The New York Police Department removed 41 of the devices, 38 in Manhattan and 3 in Brooklyn, according to a spokesman, Paul Brown. The NYPD had not received any complaints when it became aware of the situation and contacted Cartoon Network, which provided the location so the devices could be removed. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is a cartoon with a cultish following that airs as part of a block of programming for adults on Cartoon Network. The feature-length film based on the show is slated for release March 23rd. I would say they should be pulling that movie back and making some changes in it. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, obviously need some updates there.
Yeah, there's some jokes.
It's clear they're going to be missing a lot of really good gags if they put it out
now,
right
what they're going to do, and have you seen any of the, I've just got the raw articles here. I guess the people haven't started talking about it. What are the talking heads, the pundits saying on TV about this?
You know? I have no idea.
I mean, are they coming down? Is the whole, is the country, this is what I care about.
What is Larry King going to say about this?
Yeah, is the country coming down? What side? 866-570-PEN, that's 7366, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com. PenRadio.com. Is there any justification at all for blaming these guys for anything? I mean, aren't you supposed to be able... I guess what they were putting signs on public property.
Yeah, putting lighted things on the bottoms of bridges.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Putting light brights on the bottom.
Light on
and
bridges.
Did you have another stupid Massachusetts law? I mean, what's happened?
Since I gave that to you, yes.
Since I left Massachusetts, it has gone to pot.
I don't know if this is... it's shown up today, but I'm sure it's not
people,
new.
No, it's not new, of course. People have been sending it to us like crazy.
Yeah, under so the, it showed up somewhere today.
On the General Laws of Massachusetts, Chapter 272, Section 36. I mean, this is unbelievable. How can this be? Are they even part of the United States? I mean, when I was in Massachusetts, it was pretty
These
cool.
These are your people, my friend.
I guess they
you
are.
You need to talk to them.
I haven't been back there. I used to go back there, you know, my mom and dad were alive. I went back pretty often. I guess I kept them in line. But now that I haven't been back, like once a year or so, they've gone to pot. They've gone mad. They've gone
Read
mad.
Read the new law.
They've gone
or the law. Not the law. The new law.
Okay. Part 4, Crimes, Punishments, and Proceedings in Criminal Cases. Title 1, Crimes and Punishments. Chapter 272, Crimes Against Chastity, Morality, Decency, and Good Order. Chapter 272, Section 36, Blasphemy. Section 36, whoever willfully blasphemes the holy name of God by denying, cursing, or contemptuously?
Yes.
Contemptuously?
Contemptuously?
No, contemptuously.
Could be a typo.
Well, contemptuously. Look at that. Contemptuously.
Okay, it does say contemptuously.
Look up contemptuously.
I can't even spell it.
C-O-N-T-U-M-E-L-I-O-U-S-L-Y.
Yeah, I got that.
C-O-N-T-U-M-E. L-I-O-U-S-L-Y. Contemptuously.
O-U-S-L-Y.
Maybe that's the catchword. Maybe we would be in favor of this law if we knew what contemptuously meant. The holy name of God by denying, cursing, or contemptuously reproaching God, his creation.
Scornful and insulting.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a real word?
It is.
Contemptuously.
Yep.
Wow. Well, we'll be treating some of these callers contemptuously, just because you just learned the word. Okay, denying, cursing, or contemptuously reproaching God, his creation, government, or final judging of the world, or by cursing or contemptuously reproaching Jesus Christ or the Holy Ghost, or by cursing or contemptuously reproaching or exposing to contempt and ridicule the holy word of God contained in the Holy Scripture, shall be punished by imprisonment in jail for not more than 1 year or a fine of not more than $300, and may also be bound to good behavior.
Yeah, so only the atheists have to behave well in Massachusetts. They're bound to good behavior.
I don't get this at all. And we got a lot of people calling in. So
why don't we talk to some of them? You think that's a good idea?
I'm trying to take a sip of tea.
Take a sip of tea, then we'll talk to someone.
And then I'll do that. Let me see. Let's talk to Garrett. What's up, Garrett?
Hey, Penn. You can treat me compunctuously if you like.
Okay.
I've actually done work with these kind of devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're little LED lights, and they're attached to high-strength magnesium batteries.
Mm-hmm.
The picture that
I saw had Duracells.
Yeah, yeah, they actually went really cheap. Because they're called rare earth magnets and these kind of batteries.
Yeah.
And, like, those last forever. And you can actually make these sticky things. And there's an organization called Graffiti Research Lab.
So wait a minute, you work in the field and you're calling them sticky things?
That's what we call them.
Okay.
we do graffiti, Penn. What do you expect?
Okay.
they're just like these little things. And there's an organization called Graffiti Research Labs that I've done stuff with.
Uh-huh.
And they... They'll go to an art house or a building that allows them to do it, and they'll take these things. You can just throw them up on a wall, and they stick. And it's kind of cool. And like the effect is like a huge spray of light. And people have also put them on like these boards, and you attach like a stick to the end of it, and you can stick them up and hang them on pretty much anything.
But the sticky things you can throw, and they stick.
Yeah, and they actually have little. They have an LED and a battery attached.
Uh-huh.
You throw them up on a wall, and they'll stick to brick or, you know, most of the time. And yeah, I mean, they're. It's really a beautiful effect when you have like hundreds of them on a wall, or some people want them, you know, shaped into a design. Actually, a lot of artists now, what they're doing is they'll paint. I saw one recently that was a lot of them are anti-war stuff, but one of them was like a tank, and the barrel of the tank was surrounded with a ring of these green lights.
Oh, I see.
And they flash, and they'll last forever.
Ever.
By forever, you mean like a few months?
I've heard people say they could last up to 2 years, maybe 3 years.
Wow.
Depending on, they're just an LED. How long does an LED last in your...
Sure.
Not
drawing a lot of power.
How come I've never seen these? I mean, now I'm asking you to comment on my lifestyle.
But they're actually pretty, I mean, it's kind of a new thing. Like, there's a few organizations I know that are doing a lot of installations with this work.
Yeah. What are they called? The device itself. Does it have a name on the sticky thing?
An LED. So oh, it's just okay. An LED light.
LED sticky, sure.
Yeah, it's, I'm trying to think, like, some people use, like, tape, or some people use, like a ball or something using, like, kind of different... adhesives. I mean, depending on like the surface, like if you're really trying to stick them.
But they're really light, right? They're really light.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could hold 100 of them in your hands, and it's no more than like a bunch of Christmas lights. I mean, they're like Christmas lights without the wire.
Wait a minute, 100 in your hand, like Christmas lights? I can't hold 100 Christmas lights in my hand.
No, the small, tiny LEDs, you could. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're
big hands.
Batteries. The batteries for these are like watch batteries, small.
Okay. Now, they don't look like anything like any sort of bomb, right?
No. Absolutely. No. And
if you were going to do, I mean, I know you're not a terrorist, or at least you haven't billed yourself as that, Garrett. But
no.
But if you were a terrorist and you were trying to blow something up, would you put lights all over it with a Moonanite flipping the finger? You'd have to be a pretty goddamn hip terrorist to do that.
I'm thinking that if I was trying to... blow something up. The last thing I'd want to do is corporately brand my explosion.
Unless you were trying to bring down the cartoon.
True.
So you'd also want to probably paint it matte black.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
it wouldn't be discovered.
And there was one report where people were talking about how, it was vibrating or it was blinking and making noise. And it's like, I haven't seen the mechanics of this, but, lights don't make a lot of noise when they turn on.
Well, you don't want it to vibrate and make noise because
that's a bomb.
that would use up battery power. We're going to take a break, Garrett, but thank you so much. It's good
thank
to have graffiti artists call. I like that. We're going to take a break now. 866-570-PEN-7366. We're talking about these heroes in Boston that we're going to be railroaded. What are the names again? Sean and...
Belarusian.
Belarusian. But what's his nickname?
Peter.
No, Zeebo or whatever.
Yeah, something crazy.
Yeah, I want to give him the right name. I don't see it here. But Peter Brodowski and Sean Stevens, maybe they'll call up. I would bet they listen to our show. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Call up. Is there anybody that's going to say that these guys should do even a moment of time or any of their time should be wasted? This is Penn Jillette with Michael Godeau on Free FM CBS Radio. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. 866-570-PEN. Talking about the Moonanites in Boston. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Actually talking about massholes. Talking about how Massachusetts went to pot after I left. just fell completely to pieces. I'm on eBay now because where else would I be? And the Moonanites, LED advertising bomb that still works is $5,000 is where the bidding is. There's another one here that's at $2,100. There's a buy it now bid of $6,000 on it. And Aquatine, there's a lot of them up. There's a few of them up. I'm tempted to buy one. Should I pay $5,000 for one of those? That's stupid. Is that stupid?
That seems a little...
That's stupid, right?
Yeah, someone will send you one for free, really.
No, I don't want it for free. But if someone has one of these Moon Knight things that they pulled down, if someone listening to this show has one, I'll give you a really fair price. Write to PennRadio@gmail.com, and I'll pay a few grand for it, certainly. If you want to save all the time going to eBay and stuff, I'll just do that. I got Tiny Tim's pants, for Christ's sake. I can
you
certainly
might
have
as well buy...
And there's also stickers that say, up yours, Boston, and flip the finger. It's also great, you know, that they had, I mean, maybe they think the 9/11 terrorists were flipping the finger at the time they were in the World Trade Center. It's just nothing to do with terrorism. Let's just see, let's talk to Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Penn. Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. I saw you years ago when you were here with Teller in Chicago. I saw it last night on eBay. It wasn't even, not even 5 hours after this whole garbage fiasco in Boston. They had those shirts up on eBay with the Moon and Knight flipping the finger saying, up yours, Boston.
Yeah, I know. It's so, I mean, the web is so great, and human beings are so wonderful. I mean, as soon as you think about how stupid, the mayor of Massachusetts should not be mayor anymore. The governor of Massachusetts. Should not be governor anymore after this. I mean, that's just stupid. To spend that much money, waste that much money, then try to blame it on two artists is just insane. But they're up there. So, yeah, I see that on eBay. They have the T-shirts that say, up yours, Boston, available all over. There's like a zillion of them, stickers and different sizes. They're like $15 for the T-shirts. Up yours, Boston, Aqua Teen, Hunger Force.
I bet the Aqua Teen guys aren't getting cash from these, though. That's the bad news.
Yeah, they should be making a lot of money off this.
You're selling these.
But I will tell
you,
I had no interest in seeing the movie whatsoever, and now I'm going to go. And I hope there's a lot of people like me. I hope they see that this kind of stuff works. So thanks a lot, Mark.
Oh, hey, Pat.
Oh, yeah, something else to say? Go ahead.
One last thing. Are we live?
Are we live? Yeah. Boy, that's a callback from a while ago. Man, that's from our first Saturday Night Live appearances where we were hanging upside down. Oh. It's also from our movie, mm-hmm. our movie that did much less well than Teen Aqua Force, Hunger Force is going to do.
It's going to do, yes, man.
I love the picture of the guy. I mean, this is the United States of America at its best. There's a guy being taken in. Why do they have a T-shirt over him? What is this picture? On the Associated Press. See the picture? Why does he have no arms?
They're held behind his back. He's in cuffs. Apparently the fellow who made the LED throwy is in cuffs of being taken into the
pool. I don't think this was a throwy, is it?
Well, it might be. The throwies are actually magnetic. That's why they're sticking to stuff. And I'm sure that's why they're stuck on bridges.
That's why they're sticking to brick?
They're bridges. No, they're not sticking
to brick. The guy that called, our expert, said they stuck to brick.
Well, he's got apparently a different one than the graffiti research lab is making throwies with the lithium battery, the LED, and a rare earth magnet. And you have to toss them up onto something metal.
I see. Let's talk to how much they cost. What do they cost?
I don't know. Doesn't say how much they cost.
I want to get a bunch of them.
Well, they sell them by the pile, so you're in luck.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, throwing LEDs at things. Let's talk to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on? I was actually, I live right around Sullivan Station where this whole fiasco happened. And I seen the thing going to work in the morning, too. I'm not getting this. I'm at work right now. But what's it called? Yeah, I seen the thing. It wasn't, at the time I seen it, there was no fiasco going on. I actually thought it was kind of cool because I watched the show. I liked the thing a lot. But it was just hanging from a string. No big deal. But the thing that was kind of ridiculous about it is even the people that didn't know what this thing was,
yeah,
right down the street for like 2 months now, there's a giant billboard hanging up that says Aqua Teen Hunger Force all over it.
Yeah.
And it has the pictures of the Moon Knights and everything.
I just don't get it at all, man. So there was not even one moment that you were filled with terror on seeing the Moon Knights.
I could control myself. I mean,
I like the idea that there's a forensic guy standing there staring at the Moon Knight lit up right there, going, "Wait, I've seen this symbol somewhere. I've seen this somewhere." And like in the shot behind him is the billboard there.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much, Bill. Get that on the phone line. It's much more important than talking about. Thank you, Bill. Thanks a lot.
The LED throwies are an inexpensive way to add color to your neighborhood. Apparently, they can be made for about $1 per throwy. They have instructions here on how to make them.
Oh, you have to make them?
Instructables.com. I'm sorry.
I just want to have them.
Somebody's making them and selling them. They're $1 each to make them if you make them yourself. So maybe they're
like $5. You can have a markup.
I don't know how long it takes to make a throwy.
It doesn't need to be done in a sweatshop. I'll have American labor. Okay, this is just Penn Jillette. This is my show. I'm now just buying stuff. If you got one of the original Moon Knights, write to PennRadio@gmail.com. Make me a decent offer. A couple grand, I'll pick one up. Also, if you make these throwy things, $5 a piece, I'll buy a bunch of you.
$5 a
sure.
piece?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
They're a buck a piece to put together, right?
All right, yeah.
Personally, they have their time. They've sent it to me. It's a pain in the ass. I say, that's a reasonable price. We're all just doing bargain there. We're going to replace eBay with this show. And don't forget, tomorrow is Pull of the Weasel Friday. Our first pull. And, I can say Pull of the Weasel now without any problems because we haven't got the music yet. But tomorrow, this afternoon, Mike Jones is going to record the Pull of the Weasel music. And then from then on, whenever anyone says Pull of the Weasel except Michael Godot, there will be theme music. And I heard a little bit of it as Jonesy was working on it last night. And I tell you, it's fabulous. It really does give you the feeling of what Pull of the Weasel is, people, is when you know something's wrong, but somewhere in your gut, a little weasel is telling you to do it. And we want stories tomorrow of when you have fought the Pull of the Weasel and when you have succumbed to the Pull of the Weasel and let the weasel pleasure you. Just giving yourself completely to the weasel as he looks up in your eyes and goes, yes, yes, you made the right choice. So tomorrow is Pull of the Weasel Friday. Do not miss it. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Let's talk to I want to find someone who, let's just talk to Jenna. Hey, what's up, Jenna?
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, Jenna. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was going to say that, unfortunately, we've had to make a lot of budget cuts to make room for terrorism and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's cut back on education. And a very essential class that, government workers have to take is it Light Bright or Bomb 101? It's been completely cut from the curriculum.
Exactly. Exactly. So the terrorists have won in their own little way by cutting down our ability to tell a Light Bright from a bomb. Well, thank you so much, Jenna.
It really pisses Chet Parsons off.
Yeah, it sure does.
The other thing that's in movies all the time that you would never do with a bomb is a little countdown thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big lighted countdown. Okay, you only have 30 hours till the bomb goes off. Yeah. The bomb guy's just going to pick it up and throw it away if it's that's the... Hey, we have 30 hours, guys. Look at this.
We have plenty of time. But they did blow some of these up, right? They blew some of them up.
It says they blew some up,
I think.
Well, I know that they said they claimed it cost them $750,000 to handle the response to the Light Brights. So that seems a little crazy.
I also love that our two heroes, Zembo, what's his name?
You keep asking me that. I should actually have it up on my screen right now.
You should pull it up right now. I keep asking him what his name is. But anyway, Sean and Peter, they were told by their lawyers not to say anything about the case at all. So they, when they went in front of the press, they said they would only answer questions on 70s haircuts. I mean, these guys are just the perfect human being. Now, why aren't these two running for president and vice president? I mean, I just art is so cool. And I mean, I'm not a big fan. I've never watched Aqua Teen Swim Hunger Crazy for. I'm going to read the name again. I want to always do the name right because they deserve a lot of respect for this. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Got it in your head
now? No, not at all, because I still have to read the phone number. 866-570-PEN-7366. I've said that so much. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. We're talking about the massholes in Boston who spent $750,000
fighting the Moonanites.
Fighting the Moonanites. Because they were flipping the finger. They looked dangerous. This is Penn Jillette, CBS Radio. Mike Goodoe is across from me. Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, 866-570-PEN. That's a big moment, 866-570-PEN. I'm doing that without looking at the computer.
That was the first time.
First time ever, 866-570-PEN. But then for the 7366, I had a look. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're talking about mass holes and how the Moonanites attacked Boston and cost them $750,000. I also want to just, I'm just going to say about this. This is just handed to me. There is an ad on Flickr.com. Now, I don't know if you'll be able to find this. Flickr.com/photos/50. You're not going to be able to read this whole thing, but maybe do a search for Chinese Viagra, or do a search for maybe Scalding Root, or do a search for Penn Jillette, maybe would work. There's a picture from Japan on what it looks like some sort of Viagra ad that is a picture of me. And it's not a photograph, it's a drawing, but it is clearly
you.
It's a picture of me. And it's me and an ad for, I think I'm strangling a woman while having sex with her. It's one of these weird I don't know how they get that picture. It's one of these weird, maybe it's Chinese. Isn't this awful? This is really offensive. I don't know the difference between Japanese and Chinese. I believe that's Chinese. It looks like it's Chinese characters and not Japanese. But it's crazy. And people should go to that and figure it out and find what it is and give us a link. We'll put this link on the website, okay, Jack?
If you can get there, somebody might actually read it. Somebody might actually be able to read it and translate it for us. That would be
cool.
Really spectacular.
That'd be really cool. If someone can read Chinese, you know, we're calling out around
Japanese.
The world. It's UAS Scalding Root. It's a picture there. And I think if you just did a search for maybe Penn Jillette as a model, put that in quotes, the artist used Penn Jillette as a model or something. It's just goofy. It's kind of creepy. What's the bright side there, Jack? It's not a picture of Neil Gaiman. That's a good
news. Also, they're not blowing them up in China to try and get rid of them.
I'm not as scary as the Moonanites. Let's take a few more calls on this. These Boston Aqua Teen Hunger Force. My new idols. I mean, this is the only thing that could dethrone Matt Trey as my idols, is the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Let's talk to Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, you guys are way off on this one, man.
Are we really?
Yeah, man. They stopped making Light Bright in 1972. How are they going to know what that is? most of these cops, they weren't even born when they stopped making Light Bright. I had one when I was a kid, but how are they supposed to know, man? It ain't funny. I'm not kidding, man. Any Vietnam movie you see, any war movie, they always got like a little stuffed bunny or a little Cupid doll. It's always hooked up to a tripwire. Even if they did know it was a life raft, they should have called in the SWAT team, man. That's crazy.
I think you may be right that they should have checked it out, but I don't think that the people that put it up should be punished. That's the difference.
You know, they can put out a box of donuts at your house, man. You go to after that, you blow yourself up.
Absolutely, absolutely. if you have a box of, I think if there had been a bomb in it, then those people should be punished. There's no doubt about it. But they should not be punished because they couldn't figure out it wasn't a bomb.
Well, man, I think you're wrong. I think you're just wrong. You should arrest those guys. Putting up a Light Bright. Why are they allowed to put up a Light Bright anyway? I don't like Light Bright. We put up a toy on a bridge. That's vandalism, man.
Well, you know, vandalism, I'm fine with vandalism. I'm fine with trespassing. I'm fine with all of that stuff. But terrorism or trying to give them in a felony, I think, is a little bit too heavy.
Got blinking lights on it. It's a bomb.
Well, no, they don't put blinking lights on bombs.
Well, they said it was a Light Bright.
They only do in the movies.
They only do in the movies. They only put them on in the movies, I think. But what are you going to say something there?
No.
You had that look like turning toward the microphone or something. And
well, you know, we do have some people are using them for good. At Christmas, Leslie writes that her husband takes the red and green the LED throwies and puts them in his beard.
That's good. Let's talk to Holly. What's up, Holly?
Wrong. On this one, I think that they should not be touted as heroes and should spend a lot of time in jail, as well as owe each crime victim in the city of Boston an apology, because you've taken people away from solving real crimes because you strapped a life right to a bridge truss. You're an idiot. And if you do something like that, knowing that they don't have any choice but to check it out, you took people away. You cost taxpayers money, and you took people that have scary enough jobs.
Why did it work so well in Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Seattle, all the other cities where they realized instantly it was an advertising thing? The argument you're making is that anything you do anywhere, whether it's full of joy and love or anything, is automatically bad because someone else can make a mistake. I don't think the mistake was by the artist.
I don't know much love that, I suppose strapping something to a bridge truss might be seen as a sign of love.
Sure, I think it's a beautiful thing.
No, it's not. I mean,
I think when you do something that makes the world more beautiful, that's a great thing. And these are guys that are doing something that is funny and beautiful. And I think that if you had, I mean, what you're doing is you're insulting the law enforcement officials of Philadelphia and New York and Chicago and Seattle, who were able to see this as what it was. I mean, shouldn't we celebrate the law enforcement people who are able to make proper decisions? I mean, you cannot treat everything as a criminal.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't we strap a blinking sign that says, I could be a bomb or I could be a sign of love? 50-50 chance you drive across that bridge.
I will drive across that bridge because I don't think that you're going to have blinking signs on a bomb. I will take that chance anytime, anyplace. I think really bad people are not going to put a thin light bright with a picture of a cartoon character flipping the finger to blow up.
However, isn't that what terrorism is about, drawing attention to your organization? And in fact, a lot of bombs that go off, no one knows who set them off, and organizations call in and accept responsibility for it to draw attention to your organization.
But what you're saying is that the Moonanites, a fictional cartoon group, would be wanting to call attention to themselves by blowing up bridges.
Someone could have used.
Well, also, you want the bomb to go off before somebody finds it. No one places bombs with lights or signs.
Yeah, you don't do that. I'd want to see a case of an actual bomb that had a sign of a cartoon character on it.
If we had
cases of that, then the point is very well made. But in history that I have never heard of a case, and maybe you have, I'd love to hear it, but where there are suicide bombers, do they have lights strapped to them? I think they're trying to get close and being inconspicuous so they hurt as many people as possible. When do you put lights all over a bomb?
When do you put a wick on a bomb? But you had that moron trying to set his shoe on fire on the airplane. It happened.
You have always put wicks on bombs. Always. If you have a thermally activated bomb, you need some sort of wick or device to heat up.
And then that's a good hint. When you see someone lighting their shoe on fire, that's a behavior. But we see advertisements all the time, and they weren't doing it sneaky. There were big billboards with the same thing on it. The plan that you're saying could have is the operative word here. If you're going to bust people on what could have been, then everyone walking down the street could have been a terrorist. Everybody that does anything could have been a terrorist. The person that comes up and offers you to sit down with a cup of coffee could be poisoning you. I mean, this is how the terrorists win, by filling people with terror. If we just trust each other and be a little more open, the terrorism does not work, ever. And what you've got here is a case where they're going crazy over things. The wrong call was made by the police, and the police should be defending themselves and making all the arguments you're making, but the defense should be on them, because Philadelphia, New York, and maybe not Chicago, I'm not sure, but Seattle had these up for 3 weeks. And on top of that, if you're talking about how incredibly crackerjack these Boston police are, why were they up 3 weeks? If you're really going to sleep better, who puts a bomb up 3 weeks ahead of time? You know, there has to be some responsibility for the people who are trained in this to be able to make some sort of choice. I mean, I really think that maybe you could punish these guys for trespassing or vandalism, but they are talking felony for putting up a cartoon character. And that just seems like it is the most un-American thing you could do. Yes, there could have been mistakes, but I would like to hear the governor of Massachusetts defending his people for making a bad call, which it was by definition a bad call. You are not talking about people that put up bombs. You're talking about people that put up cartoon characters. So I'm fine with a reasonable punishment, but please let the punishment fit the crime, and the crime is trespassing and maybe graffiti. But the crime is not a bomb because there was no bomb.
But they did create a public scare, and they did waste a lot of taxpayers' time.
The question is,
an overreaction. Didn't they get criticism for not warning the public about a potential 9/11 that could have happened because they had some intelligence but didn't react in that situation?
Absolutely. That's a different kind of intelligence. When you're saying, it's a different kind of intelligence to have a terror network working, how much intelligence does it take to take a television character that's been around or to check one of these first? Yes, a scare was created and that was wrong, but some of the culpability must go upon the police who made a bad call. Some of it must go on them. You can't just blame anybody. There's no chance that these Aqua Teen Hunger Force people were trying to create a bomb because it didn't look anything like a bomb. Have you seen these things? They don't look like bombs.
They tried to create a public spectacle.
Trying to create a public spectacle, and that is the definition of art. Art is trying to create a public spectacle.
And I think time, place, and manner restrictions are appropriate in this case. I think they went a little overboard.
Well, they might have gone a little overboard, but we're talking felony. If these guys
do it, billboard and stuck it up, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. So I think what we're trying to do is come somewhere toward the center. I'm perfectly fine with you saying it's the wrong time and place. They're talking felony, and they're saying bad things about people who may be artists that made a slight mistake in judgment. But let's please say that the police also made a small mistake in judgment.
I wouldn't want to drive across that bridge.
I wouldn't anytime.
I
would drive across any time. But I have to start wrapping up the show. But thank you so much, Holly. It was very well thought out and very well said. Thank you. Do you want to take one more call? Okay, we'll take another call real quick. Let's talk to Joan. What's up, Joan?
Hi, Penn. Listen, by this woman's reasoning, okay, mm-hmm. there's that group of crazy Christians from Kansas City who goes and pickets soldiers.
Right, sure.
Yeah, sure. The Phelps. The Fred Phelps people, yeah.
And I consider that terrorism, okay?
Well, yeah.
And by her reasoning, any place with a crucifix on it is a terrorist organization, and we should take them all down.
Well, you know, there has been a lot of violence done in that way, and I just think it's just so sad that we've gotten ourselves so scared.
Maybe it's because we're older, and we sort of remember all the communist threat stuff that we grew up with, that if you don't have the freedom, you might as well live behind the Iron Curtain, and you have to deal with the crazies in order to enjoy your other freedoms.
Yes, give me liberty or give me death. Live free or die. I
don't know if it's that these people are younger and they grew up believing that Vietnam was won because of Rambo movies or what, but it just animates me to death. You know.
Well, thank you so much.
Alone's done more to ruin this people's thinking than anyone else in the entire world.
Well, thank you so much, Joan.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot. Man, don't seem upset. I was a little scared.
Yeah.
I know. She was, and we agree with her.
And she should
but
be.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force people, maybe they were defacing public property. Maybe they were trespassing. I'm perfectly okay. Talk about that all you want. But there has to be some culpability on people who close down streets and spend $750,000 because of cartoon characters flipping the finger. I mean, the day the cartoon characters can't flip the finger in lights with impunity is the day that we've absolutely lost. Remember, tomorrow is the first of many Pull of the Weasel Friday. We'll have whole new music and everything. Penn Jillette, Michael Godeau, we're on CBS Radio Free.